Broadcasting Network.
Back in for the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we've had some outstanding stuff there from Ralph Nader and John M. Barnett, the whistleblower in Boeing. An absolute living horror story. I mean, this is people's safety in the air. What a pile of crap Boeing is, absolutely. So our colleague, our very high-tech colleague, David, a crucial nonsense, is coming on so as we have can have a coherent discussion on this. Are we talking to David? Hello.
Good evening. How are you, PJ?
Good evening. Very good. So I know you and I are unshockable people, but what did you think of that litany of description of Boeing? Isn't that wonderful? Truly wonderful.
Shocking. Wow. You know, I knew it was bad, but sitting there listening to all of that, wow, you think... It's not like they're doing something so critical as to have lives depending on it or anything like that, you know, quality engineering, everything. Good grief. I would never get on another Boeing airplane ever. And not like I was standing in line to have my colonoscopy done before doing that whole procedure at this particular point. But I used to spend a lot of time back last century flying all over the country, back and forth all the time. And I used to actually rather enjoy flying. And this just makes me sad. They are so scary with their irresponsibility and negligence for how they've treated all of this. Wow, I just can't say enough about that. Good grief.
Yep. And I'll tell you a quick story from Ireland. This is not irrelevant at all. One of the biggest airlines in the low-cost European airlines is out of Ireland, Ryanair, run by it's renamed after Tony Ryan, who used to run and own Guinness Pete Aviation, who were leasing. Off one stage, they controlled nearly 40% of all aircraft flying in the world on their lease systems, but they expanded too soon and they went bust. But then that morphed into Ryanair. Now, Ryanair in Ireland have billions of pounds in the bank. They have 350 Boeing jets. They have them paid for. They carried, I think, 18 million passengers last year, and they are due to have them replaced. Now, O'Leary, who's a, people may know about him, Michael O'Leary, a tough, bare-knuckled fighter. He was one of the toughest CEOs in the world. And people know that Ryanair get the lowest price on Boeing jets ever of anybody. And they've been dealing with them for 25 years since they've been in business or so. And now O'Leary will have he can't replace his jets because they were committed to the 737. And even if they get a completely revamped one, the public wouldn't fly that. So there's the number one lawsuit over 350.
Oh, yeah.
Jets, right?
Does that sound
interesting?
Because does that sound could like an completely and utterly destroy an airline? It's just done. You can't recover from that. I don't see how Boeing is going to end up recovering from this. Would anyone ever take them on their word that their stuff is safe? An aircraft is a very complex piece of machinery. It's not like your car. It's not like a bus. It's not even like a train. If it breaks down while it's in operation, chances are everybody on it's going to die. That's pretty serious stuff.
So your car just comes to a stop.
Double check, triple check, quadruple check, and be sure absolutely everything is 100% tip top. You know, they were willing to pay the $150 million for something like that because we're expecting the best of the best of the best of the best because lives are depending on it. Duh!
Sure. But
shocking.
To actually, But I mean, that guy plots out. I vaguely remember it, but you'd hear more about it in America. When McDonnell Douglas merged with Boeing, they actually took them over in terms of the management went in, and the marketing department is running. You get this a lot in the food, drink, tobacco industry. I work in the marketing department, running things as opposed to the production management, and then that's when quality goes to the floor, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But marketing taking priority over engineering, woo! Well, that's a death sentence straight away. And this went on.
Priority over absolutely everything, and as a result, everything has gone into the crapper.
Absolutely, but he's sitting there, which I worked in Volkswagen, and John Stapper worked in quality control in GM, and it's a very similar situation that he was talking about the other night about gearboxes that were so crap they didn't make it home from the car showroom to the customer's things, and he was tearing his hair out. He said GM went like that. That's before one of their bankruptcies. But I worked enough. I know about type approval. I worked in parts service and warranty at Volkswagen, and I'm still profoundly shocked they got involved in. I won't go into now that emissions control thing. I can't believe it, because the Germans, the best companies to work for around the world, are the Germans and the Japanese. They don't do anything short term. They respect quality, 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 and everything is for the long term. And people, the plant and equipment, people and money have the same status. You know, they're not money orientated.
Here.
Yeah, and if you do all the other things right, well, the money automatically comes in, et cetera, et cetera. But I have worked enough on these things to know, you know, about these principles. this is gargantuan criminality. And as I said there, as he outlined, both Nader and I'm delighted Nader's behind this, because he, as I say, to a compliment, he is the most battle-hardened advocate who has beaten the crap out of government and multinationals over the years. Who they tried to kill him, destroy him, character assassinate him, but he survived. But he's a genuine, lovely man, and he is truly heartbroken. I see that if you saw the visible interview with him and other ones as well, where he describes his granddaughter, who he's very attached to. And he is doing it for lots of all the right reasons on every level, etc. But this is the end of Boeing, because what will happen? They'll file for bankruptcy, and then the claim goes to the FAA, which is the government, and the government will have to pay out. Okay? So Trump chirping there when he came into power, oh, we're going to ditch two-thirds of all regulations. What? There's certainly, you get rid of bureaucracy in certain regulations, so that takes time. As much as it takes time to build them up, it takes time to dismantle them, you know that.
Oh, and it's irresponsible just to rip it all down without trying to maintain some kind of control, because when you deregulate all that stuff, what they do is make value engineering their prime mantra, where they're going to make the cheapest possible crap and make as much money as they can, and they don't care how many people they kill in the process. This is absolutely awful.
Now, this is what the Illuminati, what globalists are about. If anyone wants to focus on, give an example of globalism, well, here's one right now of many, 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 and their attitudes, and Ireland is full of them, that schmuck Leo Varadkar, like he worships the European Union, worships it, and he's no interest in Ireland, and it's overrun with the wrong kind of immigration, etc., etc., etc. But globalists are destroyers. They're absolute destroyers. A monopoly destroying. And Bill Gates and those people investing in genocide with his billions reduced the world's population by 90%. I mean, we can plot this out absolutely on these total morons you talk to. Educated people think, oh, conspiracy theory. Well, I said, you're on your way to a doom and you're going to be wiped out, friend. But it's hard to communicate to people, etc. And then people, as the bleeding obvious, on SSRI, 60% of Americans and around the world, I guess, not much better, on prescription drugs.
But, you know, we used to be like the Germans and the Japanese. We used to make shit or stuff that actually worked. It lasted. It was the staple. That's what made America great, is that attention to detail. You know, that going the extra mile, you know, to make sure that, you know, it's all wonderful product out there that's going to last. You know, when you would get, and, you know, appliances in the old days, it would last 40, 50, 60 years before you'd have to replace it.
And the key driver of that was competition, real standalone competition.
Yeah.
Because of merger mania, we have this Boeing situation. Okay, can't be too many Boeings, obviously, in America. But In Britain,
that seems to be how they're all dealing with everything that they're doing. I mean, look at the airbags, you know, killing all these people. Mm. You know, ridiculous stuff. I mean, this is not an isolated incident. This is an epidemic of that because they're putting the money, mm-hmm. the marketing, you know, before the engineering, before the safety, before the actual product itself. Cart in front of the horse. I think that's kind of what they're doing, and it's not ending well. Mm. Big surprise there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the other thing that we're hitting in American Britain is the era of contracting out. That's what's in the National Health Service. That's what gave rise to the MRSA. 25 miles away from here, Hereford Hospital, they had the highest MRSA rate in Britain. And I know for people who work there, a certain type of immigrants from around the country who were coming in to do the cleaning. And then they were searching, people dying from this flesh-eating bug, MRSA, and all the rest of it. I know what they found. The curtain you pull around the bed, you know, when doctors are examining a patient, the grab piece of that, that's where most of the infection was. Surprise, surprise. And the solution was something like copper sulfate wash. That wipes it out. That took 10 years for them to find that. shocking. Like
you're more interested in making money and building empires and exerting global control over all of us to worry about whether or not what they're making is actually safe and beneficial. You know, if it was more altruistic where you had these people trying to, you know, gain control of the world so they could do this, you know, altruistic mission of making everything better for everybody, and then you could almost get on board with it. But they're stupid. I mean, how are we supposed to think that by going along with what they're going to do, we're going to have a better world? Look what they've already done to the world, and it's only going to get worse. You give them more control? Yeah, kiss your rear end goodbye. This whole, all this, PJ, makes me very angry because I see that it's not just Boeing. This is a systemic problem across the board. This is why America is not great again. And Trump, have you done anything about any of this? Hadn't addressed it, hadn't talked about it? No, that gets brushed under the rug because it's all about the money, the almighty dollar.
He's done nothing about merger mania. We've had 20 years of it, which is shocking. It should be stopped dead in its tracks now across all industry. No more merger mania run by the likes of Goldman Sachs, who get the directors and they say, oh, we're going to make a lot of money here. Oh, these share options, you're going to be a millionaire. And it's just criminality on a shocking scale. It goes on in the big pharma.
Too big to fail entities. Too big to fail my rear end. No, you get that big, I think it should be a mandate. You get that big, you're automatically just dismembered and, you know, the corporation scattered to the wind in pieces, you know, to disincentivize anybody from ever trying to build empires. You know, go have a business, you know, serve the customers, do a good product, you know, have a good service that's not harmful and killing people, then we'd be more than happy to spend our money with you. But until this stuff stops, you know, people are going to have to start, you know, voting with their dollars here, and just you stop buying it. You got to say no. Yeah. You got to be done. If you're buying this stuff and you're going along with them, you're enabling them to continue doing this to everybody. This has got to stop.
No, there's a time for a country to take up arms in revolution, but the biggest weapon before he goes to that thing is...
I'm not even talking about that. I mean, it may come to that.
No. The biggest commercial weapon the public have in their hands is the boycott. The boycott.
Yes, and that is recognized... You know, under the UN, you know, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you know, the right to boycott, that is our right. And it's also our right under the First Amendment, you know, here in the United States. We've got a First Amendment. Everybody, we've really got to use this, use it or lose it. I would rather use that than have to resort to the second article, which that means a lot of people are going to die that don't need to. And we do not want that. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, but where that guy things that when that aircraft was out, it was test piloted that was flying. Okay, but the guy of short, low quality components, they show up within 7 years. They go where it should be maybe 20 years the life of the aircraft. He didn't say 20 years, but now those Dreamliners are now coming 7, 8, 9 years old. We're in the danger zone right now. That's what he said there in real terms.
Yeah.
So. And they're trying to get, as I said, the
Boeing
is rotten, the FFA is rotten, and the Congress is rotten.
I haven't gotten a microwave oven to last more than about, 6 months to a year. So, yeah, you know, everything you got out there, it's junk. It breaks as soon as the warranty expires. So you better be very careful about getting on an airplane with an expired warranty.
I'd advise you not to be not being smart, buddy. Don't eat stuff out of a microwave. You'll get gastrointestinal trouble big time, et cetera. But I rail against it when I see it in a cafe. And then I get almost banned from the place, you know. But it's just...
why not?
No. You're a rather burn toast on a bad toaster than have a microwave. And I have some crap equipment here.
Toast in a microwave? That just doesn't sound like that'd work out too well. I mean, how could you... How could
I know you know technical work. You might know all this technical stuff, Crucial, Mr. Crucial, Dave, that Crucial Nonsense. That's his coded language, because the spooks are out to get him, so he has a coded name. A minor minion like me with a red hat attack 3 years ago after I did 6 months of programs. dear. But now just looking at the note, I took notes right through that broadcast there. And only 70, 80 of the Dreamliners were sold in America. So they're all around the world. And as he said to Japan, the Chinese, and Airbus are ready to step in. Well, they couldn't crank up production that quickly. They are now must be dancing a jig, saying, "Happy days are here again. We can now take off." And the Japanese and the Chinese, when they go after quality, like nobody could doubt the reliability of Japanese cars. They're absolutely stunning. In fact, the best
a friend of mine, I got a used Toyota good many decades ago. I think he paid $600 for this thing, and he drove that thing into the ground. I think he put 2.5 million more miles on the thing, and he only paid $600 for it. So I think he got his money worth on that.
Well, the Skoda Octavias, and I was just looking tonight at I'm watching YouTube. The automated, it's 80% robots building the Skoda Octavia to an incredibly high standard. Wow. And a very good workforce for showing all the systems. About a 25-minute documentary. But around the world, but the Germans and the Japanese, the Skodas now here are regularly doing 400,000 miles. If you look after the Skodas and change the oil, I told you about one in Oxfordshire, which was a 2000 model one, coming up 18 years old, 420,000 miles, one owner, looked after, and it was still running very well at 420,000 miles. The German engine, it's Volkswagen quality. But
I'm not surprised.
It's first class. So German and Japanese, top notch. Well, there's some crap Japanese stuff. But Suzuki, by the way, that's not a brand of anything. That's a component off the shelf car. But it's hard to beat the Honda. The Toyotas and the Hondas are hard to beat. By the way, I don't mind naming them because they've been indicted, including the guy who ran Nissan. The Toyota, the Nissan four pickup, that has horrendous problems. And they put the wrong timing chains on some of them. As an independent guy up in Yorkshire repairing them now.
It's going to work its way over there as well. It's already starting. Yeah. It just hasn't gotten there as quickly. You know, they've held on to their values a little bit tighter and a little bit longer than we have here. But the globalist agenda will have all of that torn down in no time, where they're producing nothing but crap. It's not going the right direction. You would think that we would be making better and better, more reliable, more stable products, but it's exactly the opposite. You got to wonder about that.
But by the way, Britain has heavily, it's a British, French, Airbus is British, French, and German, and the wings are made in Broughton, in north of me here, northwest, about 50, 60 miles north. That's one of the biggest plants in Britain, and it's an awesome, awesome plant. So it's one third of the aircraft made in Britain, so much in France, and then in Germany. But it's high tech, and in this smaller country, much easier to get stuff out if that was going on in one of those factories. But Airbus would be just licking their lips. I said this. Hopefully, nobody gets killed. But they will. It'll take a couple of crashes to bring this to fruition, because as I say, they've bought the politicians. The FFA are morons, and Boeing are morons. So what's left? The public boycott.
A little bit.
Okay. We'll go to this break and we'll continue on with Dave at Crucial Nonsense discussing what we've just heard from Ralph Nader and Boeing. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, very good. And we're back again. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're talking to Dave, our technical genius at RBN and many other parts of the world. Well, he's been to Britain. No, that's another part of the world. But just looking at what Ralph Nader referred to, and I take him as absolutely. Pull up there while you're talking, Dave. FlyersRights.org. It's an organization based in Austin, Texas, Ken. Austin, Texas, founded in 2006. Coalition for Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. 2006 founder Kate Hahn. And they have 40,000 members. I tell you, they'll have 100,000 members very soon. But FlyersRights.org. That's interesting to know. And Well, Nader is behind them now. They are going to go places. They really are. the mainstream media of lying scum. This is not an issue for CNN. They turn it around the other way. They say Boeing's been attacked for the wrong reasons. But Flyers writes through the FAA for refusal to release Boeing 737 MAX. What's the story here? I'm not going to go over all these things, but this is looking up through DuckDuckGo, but Max has released the records, and again the software, which Dave we're talking to understands very well, Wow, that software was, I thought it was the software that they used to take down military aircraft, which, and Boeing being a military industrial contractor, I wonder was it some of that software got mixed up with the...
It wouldn't necessarily need to, because they've got other AI systems that they're trying to stick into these things. And I do know software quite intimately, and I know that trying to trust a piece of software to ensure the lives of passengers on an airliner be protected was kind of a fool's errand. That's just stupid. I mean, the software doesn't care. It's a bunch of instructions, garbage in, garbage out. And when that is also being value engineered, just like all of the hardware and all the other things that we're seeing, it's going to be a very shoddy product. It's going to be buggy. It's going to cause problems. It's going to crash. And the more complicated that your software package are, the more potential there is for bugs and unintended behaviors. I can tell you this from experience, because we're trying to run a back-end platform for just audio communications. If this doesn't work, nobody's going to die. Hell, nobody's probably even going to stub their toe. You know, they might, you know, be offended that the platform's not working and they didn't get to do their radio show, and they might get a little mad, but that's going to be the worst case. And I'm concerned about that. I'm trying to make sure that all this software is tested and tested and tested again. And after a year into this project, I'm still testing and I'm still finding little things that it's not production ready yet. I wish it was. I mean, it's close and it's going to be close for a little while, but you don't just throw code out there and just hope that it's going to work. And I can't trust them not to be doing exactly that. Well, this is why if you want to code, it'll work. They don't take everything into account.
You'll have a very valuable, obviously, stating the bleeding obvious, you'll have a very valuable, worthwhile product that that is a valuable marketing tool that can make money and help people greatly in this area. And people can depend on it. That's the difference.
Thing that I have told everybody that has come across this, right now, the only thing I'm worried about is people being able to tell the truth. So if you're out there telling the truth, trying to shine a light on the things people need to be paying attention to, and the effort towards saving lives, I'm going to do whatever I can to help that happen. This is part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's all about the love of the truth, PJ. Nothing more.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, for that man to be pushed out of his job, he had been there something like 10 years ago. A 32-year veteran of quality control, John Burnett, is absolutely shocking. And that there's 800 Dreamliners out there flying around. He said up to 2017, there's nearly 1,000 now. Whoa.
That's frightful.
Where do you go with this problem? And the pilots have been told by their own organization to shut up. So the pilots' union has been infiltrated. Just like it's a template copy of how Big Pharma took over medicine and the NHS with drugs. All these doctors are pimps, absolute pimps. 89%. I've connected with 5 in my own family, but extended family, and I'm going to have an interesting conversation with them in the new year. And simply by asking this particular thing, how many prescriptions did you write for Seroxat in the last 10 years? And that's not breaking any confidentiality. And on that alone...
No, because you're not reporting on who you wrote them to. We don't care about that. How many did
roughly,
you write?
I think it would be about, in 10 years, probably about 1,000 or more, etc. And in Britain, on that fantastic documentary...
Could be more than that.
Seroxat, in 2003, they estimated with professional statistician and how many people did, as many did commit suicide and the amount of people on them, but 250 did. Only 8 or 10 of them went to lawsuit level. But GlaxoSmithKline have a fund ready for those who can sue. And I don't think there's any time scale on not suing.
It doesn't bother them. They've already padded that into their cost, so it's not going to cost them anything. They've already had a write-off ready to happen. You know, you're not going to hurt them at all.
And by the way, the name for that in America is Paxil. P-A-X-I-L. Watch out for that. It's a horror story. Okay, we go to this bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Yay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Before we have a caller, we're going to take callers later on in 1 second, but just Dave, that the other name for Seroxide, no, we're not talking about SSRIs tonight, is Paxil in the United States. And I must send you the two BBC documentaries that were outstanding. 2003, Andy Bell, who personally sent me, I asked him copies of the program, and Shelley Joffrey, the reporter. Outstanding work, outstanding. And when that program was shown, and 90% of the people, I was helping a young woman with mental problems at the time, was shown, all the people they profiled were young teenagers in early 20s, and it was a horror story for them to get off Paxil, Seroxide. But and then I will finish on this point now. They've profiled a thing that happened in Gillette, Wyoming, where a father, for the first time in his life, put on Paxil, and 2 weeks later he murdered his daughter and wife and young child. And an Irish psychiatrist, Dr. David Healy, who does not believe in SSRIs, who's head of medicine, psychiatric medicine, North Wales, took a case with the family against GlaxoSmithKline. They gave him to read 300,000 documents. They gave him 2 days, but he got enough information, went and took the case in Wyoming, and he won the case, and they got $30 million off GlaxoSmithKline. But that's another day's story. Maybe we should do a program on that. Anyway, we're going to take a brief call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, PJ. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hi.
Lay it on us.
Well, I'm just thinking about these Boeing MAX airplanes, and there's some, if you just get the history of all this. Well, first of all, supposedly the one explanation I heard of the problem with the MAX aircraft is that they have a ridiculously overpowered aircraft of those wings, and they had to design different specialized mounts that moved the engines forward and messed up sort of the aerodynamics and weight balance of the planes, which made it hard for the software to compensate, and that's why these errors occur. Now, if you think about it, in the past half century or so, the horsepower, the power of both automobile and aircraft engines has increased hugely. They can fit a much more powerful engine into the same space. When I first flew in 1976 on a Super DC-8 to Germany, the planes took off and they would climb gradually to their altitude. Well, when I fly now, I'm always taken by the fact that these things have so much power to begin with. They didn't need hugely extra powerful engines put on them. I mean, when you take off in an airplane now as a passenger, you sit back and you just look at the angle of attack. These things lift off of the runway and, you know, climb up to altitude at a very steep angle of attack. You know, the older jets probably couldn't. They have plenty of surplus power. So why did they need such overpowered engines in the first place? You know, they probably didn't. You know, so it seems like this, like power madness, like some 18-year-old with a muscle car. Look, I have 400 horsepower or something. You know, so
one of the reasons I think I'm not an aviation expert. But one of the reasons is 1/3 of all North American jets, Boeing jets, are reinforced for wartime. That's one of the reasons. I know that is true. And they're reinforced. The airline buying it doesn't have to pay for that, but 1/3 are reinforced for wartime work for carrying heavy freight. That's a fact.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, they carry freight as well as passengers, but they always have to push, you know, a bridge too far. And another thing two other things real quickly that occurred to me. I've listened to a Christian teacher, Chuck Missler, who has since passed away, is very genius intellect and a teacher with the Calvary Chapel movement. I mean, he was also one of the heads of Western Digital at one time and helped dig them out of bankruptcy. And he said that even in his career, you could see the change in business ethics in the corporate boardrooms, where he said it used to be my word is my bond. And many a business deal was settled through, verbal, commitments. He said, it's gone from that to so sue me. So it used to be my word is my bond, but now it's so sue me.
The lawyers and Goldman Sachs, the merchant bankers, which have taken over, will introduce the criminality at every level, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you remember if you remember the original airport movie, the one with George Kennedy in it from, I forget when it was. I remember the poignant ending of the film when they successfully landed the plane without all these people being killed. And, him saying, they were saying, it was just, like, thank God and thanks, Boeing, the engineers, but from, that they had made the plane so well engineered and so tough that it had come through this harrowing incident and gotten everybody safely on the ground. You know, that was then, this is now.
Well, they won't be able to say that now. That's for
Very good.
All right, that's all
thank you for that. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Call again.
Have a good night.
To talk to you. Very good.
Very good.
One of the things that came up. The witch?
I was saying Merry Christmas to Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot. Well, I live here like a recluse. And we're still all this up. But one of the things you came out there, which absolutely gave me a shudder, Nikki Haley is on the board of Boeing, getting $300,000 a year. We're probably going to 10 board meetings. I mean, for the usual suspects are here, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, imagine my shock.
Yeah. Oh, dear. No. Never mind the list of people. I should have looked it up. I was doing more deep research. The list of schmucks who are on the board of McDonnell Douglas are now on the board of Boeing, and they own and literally bought and paid for 300 congressmen. Imagine that for criminality. The FAA afraid of their lives to challenge Boeing, and Boeing running the entire schmozzle. This is how the mafia is structured, actually. It's the same principles. Threats, intimidation, and blackmail. I keep going back to that. Anybody involved in a serious divorce or a serious triangle of bank debts, it's based on the negotiation out of it from both sides is best on, based on the triangular premise of threats, intimidation, and blackmail. And that was very well laid out tonight by that guy, John Barnett. Very, very good indeed. It's an amazing thing. We live in an era where the best screenwriters in the world have been outpaced by reality. Truth,
Truth is stranger than fiction. Yes, indeed.
It sure is. We're at the epicenter of it. And the only, I read out the beginning of the program there, the only victory, and it was a massive victory for me, for everybody, that this Boris Johnson victory, I know what a piece of work he is, but he can be as big a blackguard as any of them, which is what you need negotiating with the European Union. This victory here is I have to do a program on it. It's the shockwaves of it that got rid of every damn troublemaker. The British public electorate went out on a December day in a rainstorm and horrendous conditions. Nearly 70% of them voted. Some constituencies over 80% voted. And they wiped out every one of the remainers, which a lot of the remainers came across and voted this way. So you could say that with this majority, it's massive that what has happened, and it's reinvigorating for me that I feel I have some small part in it, etc. And my local MP, a young woman, Faye Jones, I don't mind mentioning her. I haven't met her, but I've seen her videos, and friend of a friend of mine, Winston.
Well, when we're out here speaking the truth and engaging in the public discourse like we're supposed to and bringing these issues to light, people are listening, and it does have an effect. It starts to shift public opinion closer to the truth. And so, yes, in point of fact, PJ, you probably have had a small contribution to making that happen. So, as we all have out here in the independent media, trying to bring truth to light.
Oh, yeah. And the outflow from this, it's a big boost for Trump election. And I know I give a hell about Trump legitimately, but again, I he has to be re-elected versus Hillary Clinton. They're planning a coup here. It's not just the bushfire, if you like, is the this Congress thing. The what do you call it going on with Nancy Pelosi? The impeachment. That's just bushfire and smokescreen.
The Romper Room Fest of 2019.
Yeah, 10 times worse than that is going on. And Mike Adams, if I had a 4 or 5 hour program, I'd be glad to play it. You'd have to line up the video for me. But Mike Adams, I'll just go onto the site now and remind people that, click down that carefully. And I have it actually here printed down, but it's called On Natural News. He's put out tremendous stuff this week, Mike Adams. And he's, do you believe me now? Democrats actively rolling out scheme to remove Trump and Mike Pence. And that's, he does a written piece on it. And everything he says fits into place. You're in a very dangerous time. And this provocative measure, it looks like they've the military lined up as well. An element of them. And he reckons, because he's ex-military himself. I think Adams worked for DARPA. Then he went into software and made a lot of money, and that's he's put his money into this. But he's saying the lower ranks in the military will...
PJ, it's been strictly down party lines. This is a partisan wet shoe contest, basically. This is all it is political theater. It's been scripted from the very beginning. They started all of this stuff before he was even inaugurated.
Oh, yeah, it was building to that, the extremeness of the thing. But it's now become truly... satanic and demonic. I mean, it is. We're into the areas of a group of people that are possessed. But it is. It's just so visible now, and it's got worse and worse and worse on every level. The vaccination things, the 36 weeks abortion thing, that is obscenity beyond words. And again, as I say, good men staying quiet in the face of evil, that is rampant in the churches now. It is absolutely shocking, and I never fail to attack them when I can. because they haven't.
But not everybody's staying quiet, because we're here on Republic Broadcasting Network, you know, screaming our heads off about it and trying to make sure that people are listening and paying attention and talking to their friends and neighbors and passing it on. This needs to go viral. Everybody needs to know. And we have a very well-informed audience. So you out there and the listening audience, bless you all. Thank you for being here and being our listeners and supporting this network. Keep supporting us and go out there and spread the truth, because it's just as important for you and everyone around you to be doing the same thing, because we need to really push for the truth hard. We're making some progress, so we start seeing that. We need to redouble the efforts. Go get them.
Oh, yeah, but
look, that way we might be able to avoid this war that they want to have us have.
This thing, this outrageous executive order that to criticize Israel is to be anti-Semitic, that is an outrage beyond belief. That has to be got rid of. But this government, used to be governed by press release and sneering, and I've been in party politics and in government when in a government of my party was going out of power in the Irish Parliament, and with the guys with the shredders. There's the political staff and there's the civil service staff, but reading some of the stuff, but I've seen that go on. I've seen it all go on at close range, and I know all the dirty tricks and a few more besides, having run campaigns, which has to be run with a steel fist behind the curtain. But anyway, and that's what one thing Johnson did very cleverly. They knew that they were ahead, and not just with a good majority. I don't know exactly why, but they began to. So the polls were closing in on him. So he used that to his advantage and said, we're in trouble, we're in trouble, we're in trouble. And we could, there could be a hung parliament again. And they ran that up very, very high and get Brexit done, et cetera, et cetera. And he has very good meetings. Like he went, one of the major companies that back him is the Bamford family, James Cyril Bamford. That's what JCB stands for. But JCB is one of the jewels in the crown of British engineering. They supply 80 countries with equipment. And he gave a speech to the JCB plant and took questions from the staff, and it was very good. But, sorry, I played it there last week, and it's a mess. It has to be taken off, and I'll put all the stuff on. We'll do that during the week. But anyway, but another thing that guy mentioned on that NATO outrage thing, they were so busy spending $40 billion over the last 10 years buying back their own shares. Right, wasn't that great stuff? That's Goldman Sachs activity again. I mean,
Even get me started on Goldman Sachs this close to the end of the program, because we don't have enough time to get into it all.
Yeah, indeed. But no, we'll continue this on. Okay, this is the last one before Christmas, this program. But I will do a live program on the 28th. That'll be before New Year. Fine, that'll be
the last one of 2019.
Yes. And there's so much hanging on 2020, I tell you. But at least we had this election thing. We have a stable government in Britain. And this other thing, I'm repeating the obvious, this Brexit, because we're gone for 3 years, has masked so much in the media, and they're so gutless. They're a herd mentality. This 5G is now, I and others, and Mark Steele and UK Colum, they can now, and Ian Crane, I'm a minor one in that group, I can push this out now and intimidate journalists to cover it and going on.
It just keeps getting worse with that. You know, now that SpaceX is doing their little satellite constellation and all these other companies, now Apple wants to do the same darn thing. There's going to be so many bloody satellites in low Earth orbit, you're not going to be able to get any sunlight anymore. This is getting ridiculous. Every single company is going to have 10,000 satellites up there. A couple to bump into each other, and then low Earth orbit will be a shrapnel field that will be impenetrable for several hundred years.
How do they? I don't know how they organize that in space. Who's the central organizer of that? NASA? All everything in space is guided by.
I don't know. You know, I think if we really had the answer to that question, we would probably just shriek in horror. You know, that I think we're in for a big, epic disaster at some point. Space is getting way too crowded. What could possibly go wrong if one of those things goes into an errant orbit and crashes into another one in fragments and crashes into three more, and then those three more crash into 30 more? Chain reaction. Once it starts, they won't be able to stop it. This is not good. Bad idea. We don't need this 5G stuff. We don't need this satellite. Hell, we've got too much internet as it is. People are glued to their smartphones and not paying attention to one another, not having any face-to-face interactions that doesn't involve an SMS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The this thing, too, what he said in that broadcaster, Nader, the hotline that it's a hotline regarding reporting safety things to NASA. That basically doesn't exist. But NASA on the end of BBC program, thanks to NASA. So what the hell is that about? That's the weather forecasting they use on different programs, which is a pack of lies. And the other, I said this to somebody during the week. I was checking on my basic BlackBerry here. If I turn on the internet, that it gives the weather forecast from Accu. And it's accurate. I can test it outside my door. I knew it was just above freezing 1 degree. But the BBC was saying we're 7 degrees above freezing, right? And NASA propaganda as well. And I checked that several times this week, and the BBC was 7 degrees out. That's Celsius, right? Oh dear. We're surrounded by. Surrounded by propaganda and lies.
I was sitting at home.
Okay. I didn't hear the music. Okay. Okay, we're going to this break.
Started perspiring. Oh. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're in the last few minutes, so we should, before I forget, we're not signing off now, but I wish all our listeners a happy and peaceful Christmas. I hope everybody has enough heat, food, and shelter. Those are the three fundamentals people need. And the amount of homeless people in Britain is expanding at a rate of knots. And in America, good God, she's absolutely shocking. But Dave,
Merry Christmas to all the RBN listeners. Bless you all. I hope you have a great holiday with your family, and maybe you can get out there and just smile at somebody or do something nice. It's the season to try to look past all the horrible things and be thankful for our family and our blessings and things like that, and try to be extra special nice to those that you love, and maybe a little bit nicer to the strangers, too. I mean, we should always use a little bit more jolly in this world.
Yeah. Look for people in dire need, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, they're plentiful. You don't have to look far.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. In your own, if you want to say you want to change the world, start in your own backyard, your own neighborhood. But what comes out of this program, two things. Ralph Nader was saying, get on and support Flyers. Become part of FlyersRights.org. I'm sure it's a legit organization.
Yeah, good idea.
And FlyersRights.org, founded in Austin, Texas. 40,000 members, that's the Wikipedia definition. But I see they have a lot of headers on their busy website now. It's looking busy. Why wouldn't it? But FlyersRights.org. And this globalist Goldman Sachs merger mania society, this is what's coming to a head now. To money, 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 and to hell with everything else. And this is disgraceful, this thing, Trump's two things on 5G and this anti-Semitic crap, which is absolute crap. Nobody is immune from criticism. Absolutely nobody, no country, nothing, ever. And that is tyranny on a shocking scale. Absolutely shocking. And it's bearing down.
You want to know who your supposed overlords are, just look at who you're not allowed to criticize.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And as what's the other phrase is, you know you're over the target when you start taking flack.
Yeah,
that's a good phrase.
Got that right.
And Dave Hodges, I still admire some things about him that I like, but that phrase he has, I wonder, has he registered? Freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. That's right on the money. It's absolutely so
true. Yeah, I've
heard
that a lot of places. Yeah, and that's basically what we're doing here in RBN, freeing the minds, one mind at a time. Yeah. And hopefully the audience takes what they learn here, and they go out and free one mind at a time. Yeah. It adds up. It goes viral. You know, we are seeing a paradigm shift in the public discourse more towards these topics. And it's not such a foreign thing to run into just random strangers in life and actually carry on a conversation about these issues, because they're starting to wake up and know. So, hey, well, the uphill battle's still going on, but it's getting a little bit easier. So redouble the efforts and, hey, you know, slam dunk for 2020. Yeah. We can
absolutely
do this. We can do this.
I feel there's so much out of the way with this Brexit thing. It'll be going on for a while. But the paralysis of the Parliament here was dangerous. It was absolutely shocking. But we've a lot of catching up to do, but at least we can go ahead on a lot of straight issues. And Mark Steele, he was talking briefly. He's busy, 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 but he has time to talk to me in the early new year. We'll have him on, and that will be part and parcel of what we do here. And Ken is saying, a small screw or bolt on Earth is no big deal, but flying through space at high speed, it could be a disaster.
Well, oh, absolutely. The stuff up there, in order to be in orbit, is going faster than Mach 20. It is not playing around. So any collision at that speed is going to be an absolute disaster, and it's going to spread more stuff going that faster. Like I said, chain reaction. Bad, bad, bad.
It'd be ironic if it was a piece of a Dreamliner that starts it all, and they're looking like it will be.
Well, I don't think the Dreamliner is going to make orbit. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody, and to all a good night here from Crucial Nonsense.
Very good. And I should say, we'll be back this time next week with a live program with the Barton Report, and we'll talk to you then.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle